All right, well, we just had Chinese food, so we're going to read our fortunes.
Let's do it.
First time we've seen this.
Even as the cell is the unit of the organic body, so the family is the unit of the society.
That's the worst one I've ever heard.
That's not even a fortune.
What do you got, Elise?
How about another fortune? Exactly, no, thank you, secondfortune.com. You're out. What do you got?
Yeah, we must have old memories and young hopes.
Aw, that's
also
sweet.
Not a fortune.
Right.
Minor aches today are likely to pay off handsomely tomorrow.
That has not been your experience.
My experience of minor aches today lead to major aches tomorrow. Or maybe it's telling me that all y'all are pains in the neck.
But we're going to pay off.
Right. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah, well, tomorrow we're all on vacation. So, because it's Christmas time.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
We forgot when this episode was coming out.
All right, welcome back to the Beyond Sunday podcast. We're exploring how to take our faith beyond Sunday morning. This is Patrick Nazaroff. With me, as always, Pastor David Bowser.
How are we doing, Patrick?
And Elise McCarter.
Still here. Still pretty successful.
And we have a guest in the studio.
Whoop, whoop.
Rick Janasek.
Good afternoon, good morning, and wherever we may be.
There you go.
Wow.
Yes.
That covered it.
Rick is our intro right there. Office manager / lifeline /
everything we've ever needed.
Yeah, kind of, yeah, our butler / he does everything for
tech
our
tech support
for our church. Like, there's every day somebody comes to Rick. Yep. I'm like, Rick, can you do blank? And he just gets it done.
He's like, yes.
And I know
I can do that thing
because today I was that person. Because I said, Rick, can you put together a Christmas movie quiz for us?
And he said,
sure.
There it is. And so here he is.
Yes. So we have a Christmas movie quiz that we're going to do. But I have a news story first.
All right.
Yeah.
Ooh, the news.
We like to go over the news here, Rick, first.
Rick knows that. He's a devoted listener of the podcast.
I don't know if he is or not. I didn't want to presuppose. Yes.
I'm going to assume that he will not deny it on air.
No pressure.
I've definitely listened to it.
There you go. Yeah. See?
He's listened to it at least once.
Right. I think once upon a time he edited it for us, so that counts. That's in.
That's true.
All right, sorry, I had to Google it here.
The quality podcast right here.
Yeah, you're going to talk amongst yourself.
Are you just Googling news stories right
no,
now?
No, I already had it, but I'm finding it. Right, England. Have you ever been to England?
No, I've not been to England. I've been to Europe, but not England.
Me neither.
I've been to England.
I've never been to Europe.
Oh, what part of England have you been to?
London and the Lake District.
Rick, have you ever been to
England? That's good. That's the only part of England
I know. I have actually been to Oxford University, where they filmed Harry Potter.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did you go there to study, or you were just...
No. My wife's uncle was a professor there.
Okay.
And he gave us a grand tour of Oxford.
It was
nice.
That's super cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Does anybody know what Oxford's mascot is? I don't, so I'm just...
Do they even have a mascot?
Why would you... I don't know. You don't know, but you want us to, like...
Well, because it feels like, you know...
A preppy boy in a blue scarf?
Whenever we talk about...
A penny loafer?
Whenever we talk about a university,
Harry
we'd be
Potter.
Like, you know...
No.
Yeah, you say, like, you know, University of Houston, go Cougars, right? You say, you know, something like that. And so I want to be like Oxford University, go something.
The Oxford comma.
There's go commas. That would be a very Oxford mascot, yeah.
Yeah. I'm very surprised I knew what that is.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah,
you don't know how to use it, though. That's
I do know how to use it. It comes before the and. You add it there. Sometimes it has legal ramifications.
Yeah,
sometimes it has legal ramifications. Okay.
Patrick did his homework on the Oxford comma.
All right. There was a snowstorm in England.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It leaves dozens stranded for days in a remote UK pub with an Oasis cover band.
Ouch.
Noasis. Yeah. That's the name of the band.
Noasis.
Yes.
Yeah. They were trapped for 3 days in this pub with this Oasis tribute band. So they had to, you know, the pub owners did a lot to keep everybody occupied, though. What would you want to do if you're trapped in a pub with a bunch of strangers for 3 days?
Drink and eat fried fish.
Yeah, I think that's probably what they did.
Not listen to Oasis covers.
It's, you know, it's both yin and yang. You have beer and Oasis.
Yeah.
I will say the last.
Not even real Oasis.
Yes.
Yeah.
It might be one of the members of Oasis.
I will say the last time I listened to Wonderwall, it kind of felt like 3 days. So
yeah,
I feel
long.
Like I've been in this experience. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So they did karaoke with Oasis, movie nights, trivia, as they were trapped here for 3 days. So that's pretty fun, right?
Yeah, our trivia is whatever we can come up with right now. Here's a trivia question.
They didn't have Rick. So.
What's the Oxford mascot? That's our trivia question for the night. Everybody think about it.
But nobody knows the answer. Yeah.
England, they probably do.
Yeah. I do like, I think when the whomever showed up, like, you know, their version of the fire department, I don't know what they have, they're English.
Do you think they wouldn't have a fire department?
Yeah, but they have a, you know, probably a weird English phrase for it.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Yeah. Like, they don't just call it a fire department.
It's the lorries or something.
Right,
you know?
Okay. Like, I gotcha. Yeah.
You know, I do like to think that when they got there, everybody said, so maybe you're going to be the one who saves me.
Yeah.
You got it? It's Oasis.
It was.
Yeah.
Do you get it? It was from Wonderwall. I got it. Yeah. 3 days later, this intro is still going on. Right. And I'm,
All right. Well, it is Christmas time. That was, you know, if you jingle were if bells, you were to be trapped somewhere bells. For 3 days in a snowstorm, you know, excluding last February.
Right.
You know, like, where would an ideal place for you to be?
Trapped on a snowstorm, where the ideal place to be? I mean, anywhere with, you know, food and beer, that seems like a good place.
Yeah, like a hotel with a bar. Sounds
okay.
good.
Yeah.
My brother actually has a story from Alaska of getting stuck in a bar when a baby moose leaned against the door on the outside. So nobody could leave.
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah, you know, I also want a place like sleep. So hotel sounds pretty nice.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as you've got power. I could be stuck anywhere. If I've got power and running water, I'm good.
You know, a noisy pub, and you're like trying to like sleep on the, you know, on three chairs pushed together.
I
you know,
think
like
collectively, you'd all agree that there's a sleeping time, and there's.
Have you been to pubs?
I think the rules of pubs change once you realize you're in this for more than.
I'm not sure they do.
Robbery.
I think they change, but for the worse.
Right.
Of like, I'm getting hammered all the time, and it's a 3 day binge for a couple of those people.
Maybe.
Plus, you know, Oasis is going on the fifth, you know, cover of Wonderwall for that evening. So
that's a hard pass. Yeah, I don't need that.
Yeah. Or else they're playing like Oasis songs you haven't heard. And you're like, ugh.
Which is
like
even
any
worse.
Song other than Under Wonderwall. Yeah. Uh-huh. Any other song.
Yeah. All right. So Rick is here.
All right. With our Christmas movie trivia quiz.
Yeah. For
extravaganza.
For our in between Christmas and New Year's.
Uh-huh.
Our Christmas, according to David. Pastor David here.
One of the 12 days of
it's
Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Listen up. Listen
Two
right
Two days
here.
After the holiday
Listeners.
Ends.
Do not listen to Patrick. Do not give in to his heretical and non-Jesus-centered way of celebrating Christmas. Right. Do not give in to it.
Well, anyway.
Let yourself know.
Anyway.
Jesus is not born until Christmas Day. And then we happen to have a 12-day birthday party for him, which I think is pretty cool. Who doesn't want a 12-day birthday party? Who doesn't want that?
I'm fine with that. Not having it.
Yeah.
You don't want a 12-day birthday party? Liar. If I showed up and said, Patrick, for the next 12 days, we're celebrating your birthday, you'd be all about it.
Patrick's an
and then
introvert.
Then I would give you a Wonderwall cover band.
Patrick will give you about 2 hours.
Strong 2 hours.
Yeah.
I'll party hard for 2 hours. There you go. Like, all right. Time for you to go and for me to watch some Netflix alone.
That can be your birthday. Yeah, maybe your birthday, we let you do that for 12 hours. That's fine.
So anyway, so in between this Christmas and New Year's, we're going to talk a little about movies.
Sure.
Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some highlights if you want to catch a Christmas flick while you may be off work.
Yeah.
Maybe these are on the streaming service. I don't know. I didn't check.
Everything's somewhere.
Everything is somewhere. If not, it's like $2 on Amazon, right?
Yeah. How bad is it?
Yeah.
Or like $3.
You can send the bill to @PatrickNazaroff at something or other.
Sure. So, but to start us off, I asked Rick to do some Christmas movie trivia.
All right.
All right. So, Rick, what do we got?
So, I have, we got Christmas movie trivia and we have movie quotes.
Okay.
Where would you like to start?
Let's do trivia first. Because I feel like I'm going to be.
You have a lot. You probably more than we're going to go through.
Oh, yeah. No, you asked for 10 and I got you 20 and I gave you 20 movie quotes as well.
Holy cow. All right. So, let's do 5 and see how it's going.
Let's do 7 of each.
Okay.
7. All right.
We'll start and we'll just see how it goes from there. Okay. So, question number one.
How are we keeping score? Are we buzzing in? Are we? How does this work?
Team effort.
Team effort. Fine.
Yeah.
I like that because I know I'm going to lose otherwise.
Exactly.
Team effort.
Yeah. Whenever I know I'm not going to win, it's team effort.
Right. keep track of how many you got right.
All right. Sure.
All right. Keep scoring amongst yourselves.
Right.
Yeah, we got it.
All right. So, question number one. In the movie It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh.
Patrick's already angry about it. All right. Yeah.
Why is George ineligible for service in World War II?
Ooh.
Okay.
I don't know that I knew that George was ineligible for service in World War II. Is that a central point of the plot? Because
he does see things. He's got a little bit.
There's that. Oh. Is there a mental? No. I'm gonna guess a bad knee.
Yeah, bad knee sounds pretty good. If I was in pub trivia,
or maybe eyesight.
If I was trapped in a pub trivia, oh yeah, bad knee sounds great.
Yeah.
I'll go bad knee.
He's deaf in one ear.
Oh.
So you're close with the blind.
Is that why he hears the ringing of the bells all the time? Because he's actually deaf in one ear?
Maybe so. Maybe
Those angels just getting their wings.
All right. I'm going to jump around a little bit. I'm going to go a little bit easier for you. Here
we appreciate
we go.
That. Yeah. Pity points. I'll take them.
In Home Alone, how many siblings does Kevin have? Siblings.
A little easier. So this is the little easier question. Can't wait to see what comes
very
next.
Specific.
So he has Buzz. Yeah. Is definitely one. Mm-hmm. Is that? I think there's one other that's a sister.
Yeah.
And then
they have a giant house.
They do have
they
a giant
do,
house,
for
but
not
like
that many
most
kids,
of those
right?
kids are cousins.
Yeah. There's the kid who drinks a lot of Pepsi. That's
a cousin, right?
Who wets the bed.
And his sister is a cousin.
Yeah.
His sister's a cousin.
Well, yeah, because it's the cousin's sister, so obviously she's also a cousin.
Yeah. All I know is that he's.
I think there's three kids.
He spills some like coke, and that uncle's like, "Look what you did, you little jerk!"
Right, there is that.
How does somebody talk to their kid that way? Come
I think
on.
There's three.
Come
kids
on, Kevin's
in the
parents.
McAllister family, which would mean two siblings of Kevin McAllister.
I'm saying three siblings.
The answer is four.
Oh,
four siblings.
Okay. Oh, that old person is actually a sibling, aren't they?
Yes.
They're like in their 20s or something like that. Yeah,
that old person.
That old person.
Yes.
Home Alone's a good movie, though. It's one of my favorites.
Okay. So. Let's try another one. Another one.
Oh, for two.
Yeah,
we're
well,
doing great,
we
guys.
Okay. Let's see. In A Christmas Story,
okay.
What was the name of Ralphie's younger brother?
Okay.
Mm.
This is somewhere in there. It's just got to pull it out of my brain.
We just got to talk long enough for it to come out.
I've never seen A Christmas Story.
Really?
So I won't be helpful.
Okay. Well, you've been extremely helpful so far.
He's in his little snow suit.
Yeah, but he says Ralphie.
Around. Yeah.
You got any Muppet Christmas Carol
his
in there?
Mom calls him like a little piggy to have him eat his mashed potatoes.
Yep. That's all good. This is all true things that happen.
Ralphie.
Yeah.
That's him talking.
I can't put my arms down. Yeah. It's not Charlie. It's not Johnny, Billy. Sammy?
Petey?
Petey sounds good.
I'll say Petey.
Why not? Petey.
0 for 3. Randy.
Randy.
Oh. There's an E.
You're on the right track.
All right, all right.
We just need to keep going through the alphabet.
Okay, I have one that I know you'll get.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not setting us up for success.
Yeah,
that's,
I don't feel good about this.
Name the action movie franchise.
Die Hard.
Which is set around the theme of Christmas.
And Lethal Weapon.
But Die Hard is the answer. Yep. Correct. Right. Correct. Yeah. Okay, here's another one. We'll give you another one here. How many characters did Tom Hanks play in The Polar Express?
Oh, he played a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah, he did.
So he was the conductor, and he was
Santa,
and he was the engineer guy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there was like some other crazy guy on the train, right?
I'm fine saying four.
Four, maybe five? Was he an elf?
I'm sticking with four.
Five.
Oh, Rick is
five.
Giving us six.
Six.
Seven. Eight. Seven.
Seven.
I knew it all along.
We should have guessed that because that's God's number. And as we know, Tom Hanks is next to godliness. So
as we know.
Point for me. Seven.
Seven. Patrick nailed it.
Okay. What song does Jovi sing, an elf, in order to increase Christmas spirit and ultimately save Christmas?
Who's Jovi?
Okay.
Girlfriend.
Oh, her name is Jovi?
Yes. Zoe Deschanel.
Right. I know Zoe.
One of my celebrity crushes.
Sure. So. She's fun. One of? Yeah. We'll come back to that. Yeah.
It's Kristen Bell. She's my first one.
Yeah. Sure. Oh. All right. But she sings Santa Claus is coming. You better watch out. You better not cry.
Yep.
Yeah. Santa Claus is coming to town. Yeah.
That's correct.
Yes.
That's not what she sings in the shower
no,
when they have
that's
a little duet.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Yes.
Because that's a duet.
Yeah.
So that's three you have, right? Out of, what is that, six?
It's really two. We did not get
Don't give us the seven.
No.
Yeah.
The Tom Hanks.
Okay. All right. What is the best-selling Christmas movie of all time? I will give you a hint.
I'm guessing. Okay.
It has had several versions of the same movie.
Oh. I was going to guess White Christmas, but now
Christmas
I'm thinking
Carol.
Christmas Carol.
A Christmas Carol
Christmas
is what
Carol.
I would guess.
Really close. It's The Grinch, but it's the 2018 version of The Grinch.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
With Benedict Cumberbatch.
The new animated version.
Yeah, the new animated version.
How did I miss The Grinch with Benedict Cumberbatch?
At least according to where
well,
I
mean, it's animated.
The
it's not like he's in it.
Right.
The voice of somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
I believe. All right.
Yeah,
let's,
one of my celebrity crushes.
Let's switch to our
Grinch.
Movie quotes.
Yeah,
right.
The Grinch?
By Jim Carrey.
Okay.
Wait. Jim Carrey as The Grinch is one of your celebrity crushes?
Something about it, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Fingers.
If you're giving me any flack for Zoe Deschanel and yours is The Grinch.
All right, moving on.
You don't have to understand it.
Look, moving the Grinch.
No, moving on.
Doesn't like people, and I can get behind it.
Right.
So. Moving on.
I'm with him. Right. Put me up in the snowstorm with a dog and a fire and kind of like just being mad.
Hey, Rick, what's our next question? What do we got?
We're going to move to movie quotes.
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
Movie
okay.
quotes. Do really
movie
well
quotes.
At this one. This
so
is our category. I can feel
identify
it.
Identify the movie, and if you want bonus points, which of course
we need
some bonus points.
Yeah, we need to make up for it.
Name the character who said the quote.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Name that's the like movie.
Every character that says
that's
it
Christmas
to
Story.
Christmas Story. Yeah.
Right.
So Santa says it.
Yeah.
That is correct.
But other people say it too.
I think only Santa says it. Well, I think maybe his teacher says it.
In the dream, in the dream sequence, I think his teacher says it too.
Yeah. When he sends in his paper and he's like, well, in the dream sequence, his fantasy, she's like,
oh,
A
right.
plus,
yeah,
this is the best thing I've ever read, you know.
Okay. So
at least he's never seen it.
But. Santa says it.
Okay.
Sounds
that is correct. Yep. That is correct.
It's on All Day Christmas, but this comes out after Christmas, so you know what?
You'll have already missed it, but now we can tell you.
We're recording this before Christmas, so there you go.
You got time.
Go watch it. I've got time.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
That's Home Alone.
Home Alone.
And it's the guy in the movie.
Kevin McAllister does say it.
Yes.
He mouths it when the guy from the movie is actually saying it.
Okay, I this is my trivia. I know the name of the movie.
Nail it. What do you got?
It's Angels with Dirty Souls.
Angels with Dirty Souls.
All of that is correct.
Wow.
Now, according to where I got this information from, it was actually said in both Home Alone 1 and 2.
Can't verify that. But Home Alone 2 was just Home Alone
in
New York, so it makes sense. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So I'm getting 2 points for that. I'm giving myself 2 points.
You're giving yourself. Okay. That's good for you. Give yourself all the points you won.
Sure.
Teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Yeah, it's a Wonderful Life. And it's the daughter.
Right. And it might be because he's deaf that he hears the bell.
Right,
we don't know.
Right.
And he says,
what's her name, by the way?
And he says, speaking to my good ear.
That's
my Jimmy Stewart impersonation.
Okay. It was spot on.
All right. Let's see. What's the next one? Oh. Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
That's Die Hard.
And Hans...
the bad guy.
Hans Gruber reads
correct.
It.
He
so,
wrote it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct. That is correct.
Crushing
you know,
it.
I think that was his first movie role.
Bruce Willis?
Not Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
Don't yell at me for thinking.
We're talking
Bruce
about Hans Gruber.
He's amazing. He is amazing. Amazing.
Okay. I didn't know that
he's
Alan
phenomenal.
Rickman played Hans Gruber. I didn't make that connection until just
he's
so
good.
He really is.
He was great. No one's walking out on this fun, old-fashioned family Christmas.
That's Christmas Vacation, and that is the dad of the family, Clark Griswold.
Yeah. That's correct.
Played by Sir Chevy Chase.
Yes, I was.
Who's
that
not
was
been
gimmick.
Knighted.
I don't think he's a knight.
But that, should be. If anyone should have been knighted.
This is Chevy Chase.
Yeah, Chevy Chase.
Okay, this is a long one.
Oh, okay.
It was the afternoon of Christmas Eve, and Scrooge was conscious of a thousand odors, each one connected with a thousand thoughts and hopes and joys and cares long, long forgotten.
All right, so that's from A Christmas Carol.
But a thousand odors.
Yes, but not the Christmas Carol you're thinking of.
I think it's the Muppet Christmas Carol.
You are correct,
and
sir.
And it's Gonzo, who is the narrator, who's saying it.
Ooh, nope, Kermit the Frog.
Womp womp.
Gonzo's the narrator of that version.
Well, maybe it was. I don't know. This is what the...
Okay, listen. Kermit plays, what's his name? That's the dad of the kid who can't walk.
Yeah, Tiny Tim.
Yeah, but but Kermit plays his dad.
Yeah, Bob Cratchit.
Bob Cratchit, there it is. So Kermit plays Bob Cratchit. Gonzo and the little rat, Rizzo, they're the narrators.
Having never seen it, I'll give it to you.
Yeah, you should give it to me because it's correct.
All right, give us one more, Rick.
Okay, one more. Let's see. I passed through the seven levels of the candy cane forest through the sea of swirly, twirly gumdrops, and then I walked through the Lincoln Tunnel.
That's Elf. That's Buddy the Elf.
Buddy the Elf, played by...
Sir Will Ferrell.
Because if anybody should be knighted right behind Chevy Chase, it'd be Will Ferrell.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Rick, for
your
Rick. Christmas trivia.
I think Rick should come on periodically and just do trivia with us.
Sir Rick Yonacek.
Sir Rick Yonacek. I think in my authority as senior pastor here at Lord of Life, I can knight him within our building.
Can you?
Sure.
In this building,
in this building,
you are
a knight. You have been dubbed. That does not come with any pay increase or any other sort of thing. But you know, you are now. You can put it on your business card if you want.
You can get a wax seal if you want.
Sir.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you can get like a ring.
Yeah, get a ring with a wax.
That
would be fun.
Whenever we send out letters, you can like put your ring seal on
there.
Yeah. Put your signet. Yeah.
I'd rather be dubbed game show host. I like that.
Sir game show host.
Yeah.
I love that, Rick, because I love game shows too. So, yes.
New podcast coming to you this spring, Game Shows with Rick and Patrick.
There you go.
I do love game shows. They're so fun.
Oh, together you guys like already have a celebrity couple name because it's Patrick and Rick. So
I legit we'll turn on the Game Show Network and just watch it. It's so fun.
Patrick's dream birthday there.
Right.
I love Family Feud so much. It's my favorite.
Family Feud's a good one. I like that. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Anytime.
All right. Play with your eyes.
Sorry.
I can't do anything with you people.
So Rick has exited the studio. For our second portion of this episode, we're going to talk some more about Christmas movies.
Yes. We'll each give a Christmas movie, I don't know, recommendation, but like something that has like a teachable moment.
Yeah.
You know?
Which, I mean, come on. All Christmas movies have some sort of teachable moment.
Yeah. But we also
are they teaching you something valuable?
I might have misunderstood the assignment. I'm just going to go ahead and say.
She didn't understand the assignment.
No. We'll work with you on what can we learn from your Christmas movie. All right.
You just said, bring in a Christmas movie. It's not about Jesus. I said, okay. Got it.
I'm really excited to hear what Elise brought.
I know. This will be great. This will be so good. Yeah. I'm looking at what I texted you here just to make sure. But, you know, we'll figure it out.
All right. So, Patrick, why don't you lead us off?
By the way, this is what I wrote.
I know what you wrote. I read it.
Pick a Christmas movie that's something to say about faith.
I didn't read that last part.
I read some of it.
Unblamed. All right. I have two, actually, but I'll start with one.
Uno.
Okay. One of my favorite Christmas movies is a little movie called Gremlins.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So Gremlins takes place at Christmas.
Sure.
Billy, boy gets here, a teenage boy, gets a Mogwai named Gizmo. Mogwai is like the cutest thing ever until Baby Yoda like appeared on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
But they're, you know, 1A, 1B. Have you seen Gremlins?
No.
Oh, you'd love it, at least.
Yeah, I do need to watch it.
And then he gets this Mogwai, this little, it's like a little fluff Furby kind of thing. It's super cute. It's a living creature, but it's got some rules. Rules, don't feed it after midnight.
Good rule.
Don't get it wet. And then there's a third one I can't remember.
Doesn't matter. Those are the two that matter.
Yeah. But basically, he does get it wet and it reproduces.
Uh-oh.
And creates more little Mogwais. And then those get eat after midnight and they turn bad.
Oh.
Yes. So Billy and his girlfriend are trying to like save the small town from the gremlins.
Okay.
These bad Mogwais who like go bad and are on like a kind of a killing spree.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is a Christmas like fun family horror movie. Right. So
you know. Yeah.
It's been in the 80s when everything was scary. Sure. So right. Like it's fine. Yeah. So and in the day, Gizmo, our cute little fluffy guy, saves the day. And it did spawn one sequel, Gremlins 2. It's out in New York, like you do.
Yeah.
When I was like 10, had a Gremlins 2 birthday party.
Oh, nice.
Where we went and saw Gremlins 2.
Uh-huh.
And like did Gremlins 2.
Was it great?
It was amazing.
Yeah. Best birthday.
You
want
to recreate that?
That gives you a little insight to my childhood and what I liked as a kid and being super weird. But I had a Gremlins 2 themed birthday party.
Whatever, man. You do you. It was okay. The 80s. That was probably like the least weird thing that happened that year.
So it sounds like people showed up to it too.
Yes. Yeah.
Though Patrick's best birthday would have been if they hadn't showed up. Right. He could have just
me
watched
and
it
Gremlins.
By yourself.
Yeah. So things to learn.
Yeah.
One.
Don't feed the gremlin.
We
follow
have a
rules.
Propensity when giving something beautiful and magical and whimsical and turning it evil. And turning it real bad.
That's true.
I like that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's more fun that way.
Yep, you know, like,
we can be seduced by having things be more fun by taking the cute, innocent things and making them bad.
Okay.
So in faith,
uh-huh.
I think we have this tendency. This tendency to take kind of beautiful imagery, wonderful things, and obscuring them and skewing them through our own lack of faith, lack of propriety, and you know, making little gremlins.
Sure.
When we should have little Mogwais. So,
all right.
By the way, Gremlins is an awesome movie. If you've never seen it, it's so fun. Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. Gremlins.
Yeah.
Put it on your Christmas list. Elise, do you want to go next or do you want me to go next?
Sure. I also have two. Are we just going to do one?
Yeah, we'll do one at the end real quick. So just do one right now. Yeah.
Okay. So mine would be The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh,
it's my favorite
solid choice,
Christmas
yeah.
movie. I don't
that was not the one you told us beforehand.
Well, but Rick said Die Hard. Yeah. So
Nightmare Before Christmas is a good movie.
It is. It's excellent.
And it is technically also a Christmas movie.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure.
Which Die Hard is a little.
I mean, Christmas is in the title. So
right. Yeah, so I don't really like the Christmas movie genre very much, but I love The Nightmare Before Christmas.
You'll love Gremlins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like that would be up my alley.
Yeah.
But, you know, I love this whole concept of like a little sad Halloween king that just wants something cheery and cozy and tries to bring Christmas to Halloween Town and they just butcher it. And it's, I love the messaging of leaning into yourself and who you are
yeah,
you know, embracing the spooky. I love it.
That's beautiful. I like that. That's a nice faith message. You don't. Yeah, well, you don't need to workshop that. That's lovely.
I think it's a fun little movie, loved by goth kids everywhere.
Sure. Yeah.
It's like their movie just sent from heaven to them. Uh-huh. Tim Burton produced this wonderful movie. He didn't direct it, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. This that's like blood into their veins. They just eat it all up. Just gobble, 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 gobble. Yeah.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
Yeah.
It was nice. Thank you. It was lovely. Yeah, it was like a little spiritual moment for us.
I also want Halloween to last longer too. Then
I'm always on board with
hey,
that.
Hey, Halloween like could last longer if Patrick didn't make Christmas start at like Thanksgiving. So that's fine. It's whatever. It's Patrick's fault.
That's you though.
No, Christmas doesn't start until Christmas Day. This is not my fault.
Okay. You say Advent season though.
Halloween can, we're in Advent can just now. Take over parts of the. There's no lead up to Thanksgiving. It just is Thanksgiving. There's no like, this is the Thanksgiving season. It's just one day and then we're done. Like, so Halloween's got that buffer on the other end into November, I think.
Listen, if Thanksgiving backed off of Halloween, Halloween would have plenty of time on its own. It's Thanksgiving's fault.
Okay, well, let's get your movie.
All right, so my movie is going to be actually The Grinch, the Jim Carrey version.
Oh,
because I think the Jim Carrey
version. That's my boo.
Yeah, I think the Jim Carrey version leans into this idea. It leans into this idea that the Grinch like wasn't just like a grumpy old guy in a mountain, but had this like traumatic experience where he was ostracized from the community, and that like turned him into this thing. And so I think it's
just
a powerful
misunderstood.
Message. Yeah, I mean, he's misunderstood, but also like the power of community and how that can be used for evil and how they can be misused. And I think that's a powerful message for us to remember as we're, you know, developing a community and faith as well.
I do love that animated one, like the classic made for TV.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. It's great.
That soundtrack is just fire. I mean, like that deep tones of like, you're a mean one.
Yep.
It really is great.
It's so fun.
It's great.
All right. Any others real quick? I've got one.
Yeah. What do you got?
So this is an adult movie. Ooh. Well, you know, it's for adults. Because that's a different meaning than what I'm trying to say. It's a rated R movie.
Okay.
It's called Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Mm-hmm. It is a mystery noir movie.
Oh.
That's a bit of a redemption story from a thief who accidentally gets cast as an actor who ends up following a private detective to learn how to become a police officer for this movie that he's not really in, but then solves a mystery in it. And it's also, it's a redemption story for him, but it's also a redemption story for Robert Downey Jr., who's our lead, who, I don't know if you knew, had a lot of trouble with drugs.
Okay.
And this is like his comeback movie after going through that. So this movie kind of leads him to be Iron Man, leads him into being the thing. Like this is
Does he become Iron Man in this movie?
No, but it's like the first one to like,
this is the
Robert,
first Marvel origin story.
Can we trust Robert Downey Jr. to be like the lead in a movie without like going on some weird drug bender in the middle of it? And it's a really great movie.
Yes, we can.
It's set at Christmas time. It's a wonderful noir thriller. Okay. It's very fun. It's very funny. And it's a fun mystery too.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Watch that too.
Yeah. All right. What else you got for us, Elise?
I brought Die Hard.
Nice.
Yeah,
I brought
just
Home Alone. That
night.
Was my other one.
Yeah.
Those are great movies.
Yeah, yeah. They are. The original Home Alone.
Yeah.
Die Hard is awesome.
Also the original Die Hard, I assume.
Yeah. I mean not Die Harder.
Just making sure.
Which is the actual title of Die Hard too.
Yeah. Die Hard kind of comes off the rails. A little bit.
I mean most big, you know, sequels like that. It kind of goes downhill quickly.
Those are fun movies.
They are. That's a good time.
Yeah.
My wife's favorite holiday movie is The Family Stone. That's her favorite. So
that's like super not romantic. What's the like? I don't know. Not dramedy, but like
it's a dramedy. Yeah,
is it a dramedy. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Is you know family drama.
Yeah. It's like Hallmark Channel if Hallmark Channel did like real movies.
Wow! Shots fired, Kat.
I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying that's the type of movie it is.
All right.
It's not a judgment. It's just a description.
Felt like a judgment.
Description laced with judgment.
Yeah. So those are our favorite Christmas movies. They're all relatively modern.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
80s and beyond.
I mean, that's us.
Yeah pretty much.
For 80s and beyond.
Like, you don't need us to tell you that, you don't need me to tell you that, like, Die Hard and Home Alone are great movies. We all got it.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, It's a Wonderful Life. We all got it. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You've either seen it or you haven't, but you know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. White Christmas. You figured it out. You'll get it.
It's a Christmas. It's white. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. There's a ski lodge for some reason. It's all good.
It's part of the white because of the snow.
It's not. That's part of the plot. There's no snow.
Oh.
They're dreaming of a white Christmas because the snow's not falling and the ski lodge is going under. Doesn't matter. Anyway. Hey, if you want to send us your favorite Christmas movies, send those to beyondsundaypodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear about that. You can find every one of our Christmas specials going all the way back to the first year at beyondsundaypodcast.com. And be sure to leave a rating and review, maybe not of this episode, but of other episodes that you enjoyed more than this one. And we would love to hear what you have to say about
I have a New Year's thing, since I've been giving Christmas traditions around the world, and I have a New Year's one, since we're right around the corner from New Year's.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah.
So I forgot to give it at the top of the thing.
That's right. This will be our outro.
Yeah, this is from Spain.
We'll start playing the music right now.
So for New Year's Eve, it is customary to wear red underwear. On New Year's Eve, the small town of La Font de la Figuera has taken the tradition one step further in Spain. This is from Spain.
Uh-huh.
A New Year's Eve run where the runners are just running in their red underwears.
Sure.
Coincidentally enough, highest incidence of pneumonia in the country.
Shocker.
How does that fit in with the bullfighting? Out of curiosity.
Different time.
Yeah. Combine the two.
I know. I mean, yeah, it sounds like an amazing right event. Yeah.
Get on your red undies and run from some bulls.
Okay. Yeah,
they like red, evidently, right?
Right.
They're into it.
Yeah. They're actually colorblind.
So
is it just like make it mad because it reminds like, them that they're colorblind?
The matadors lied to me.
It's like the movement. Anyway, doesn't matter.
So I could just show up with a blue.
That's what I've been told. I'm not a matador or a scientist, but that's what I've been told. All right, let's wrap this thing up.
Or a cow.
Let's put a Christmas bow on this thing and get out of here.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Ho ho ho.
Happy New Year.
Giant.
Or if you're done celebrating Christmas, Happy New Year coming right on up. Yep.
Yep.
And thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week. More Beyond Sunday.